Negotiations were quick because the market was ripe. The busy season was a month away, and there were hundreds of small rentals available along Neptune Beach and Atlantic Beach, including one almost directly across the street from Trevor. A man from Boston offered $600 cash for 2 months, and the realtor snatched it. The renter's first chore was to cover the windows. Three of them faced the street and looked across to Trevor's. The furnishings were shoved to the rear of the cottage, and the front rooms were quickly filled with screens and monitors and listening devices of a dozen varieties. The commander of the silent army in and around Neptune Beach was a man named Klockner, the best Teddy had in the field of domestic street spying. Klockner had been instructed to intercept all mail flowing through the law office. The second time they followed Trevor to Trumbull, he left the prison after an hour and returned to his office about 6 p.m. While he was having dinner in an oyster bar on Atlantic Boulevard, an agent entered his office and found his briefcase. In it were 5 letters from Ricky. The letters were taken across the street to the rental, where they were opened, copied, then resealed and replaced in Trevor's briefcase. None of the 5 was for Al Conyers. At Langley, DeVille read the letters as they came off the fax. They were examined by 2 handwriting experts who agreed that Percy and Ricky were not the same people. Using samples taken from their court files, it was determined without much effort that Percy was really former Justice Finn Yarber and that Ricky was former U.S. District Judge Hatley Beach. Ricky's address was the Aladdin North Box at the Neptune Beach Post Office. Percy, to their surprise, used a postal box in Atlantic Beach, one rented to an outfit called Laurel Ridge.